Welcome to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Abbotville Church of Christ. Your speaker is E.R. Hall, Jr.
Good morning. Welcome to you and our radio audience. We're so thankful for you tuning in, and we hope that you listen for the duration of the program, for it's our purpose to speak only those things that are found in God's holy and inspired word. That's why, if at any time you have a question or a comment concerning something that we say on the program, we'd like to hear from you. Even if that comment, it doesn't matter whether it's favorable or unfavorable. Two, if you have a Bible question or maybe a Bible subject on your mind that you're studying, and you'd like for us to spend time and study it on the program, again, we would consider any Bible subject, any Bible question that you might have, but again, we need to hear from you. You can contact me at the address given by the announcer or contact me directly by email. My address is preacher@eastabbotville.org. You know, I can see when I preach. The person in the pew may be staring in my direction and yet sort of with one of those deer in the headlight gaze. You know, they're present in body but absent in mind. They're off in space, or tuned out. And if there was a pop quiz to be given after the lesson, most likely they would fail it. You know, I might as well be speaking maybe in another language. You ever seen those vacant stares, either as a preacher, or ever felt that way as a listener? You know, if any aspect of the message preached will ever sink in, it all starts with effective listening. Jesus warned in Luke chapter 8 and verse 18, "Therefore take heed how you hear." Another translation translates it like this, "Pay attention to how you listen." We know in Romans 10 and verse 17, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So, since hearing is vital to faith, I want us to look at some examples of some of the best listeners that we have given to us in the Scriptures. First of all, Samuel. God spoke to Samuel at a time in 1 Samuel 3 and verse 1 that there was no widespread revelation. And after Eli and Samuel determined that it was God speaking to Samuel, Samuel replies to God's voice in verse 10 of 1 Samuel 3, "Speak, for your servant hears." Samuel's response combines, we see, both the duty of hearing, but also of serving. See, God's instructions to Samuel required him to rebuke and to promise punishment to Eli. Picking up our reading in verse 11 of 1 Samuel 3, "Then the Lord said to Samuel, Behold, I will do something in Israel of which both ears of everyone will hear it will tingle. In that day I will perform against Eli all that I've spoken concerning his house, from beginning to end. For I have told him that I will judge his house forever for the iniquity which he knows, because his sons made themselves vile, and he did not restrain them. And therefore I have sworn to the house of Eli that the iniquity of Eli's house shall not be atoned for by sacrifice or offering forever. So Samuel laid down till morning and opened the doors of the house of the Lord, and Samuel was afraid to tell Eli the vision. Then Eli called Samuel and said, Samuel, my son, he answered, here I am. And he said, What is the word that the Lord spoke to you? Please do not hide it from me. God do so to you and more also, if you hide anything from me of all of the things that he said to you. Then Samuel told him everything and hid nothing from him. And he said, It is the Lord, let him do what seems good to him. So Samuel took the message, we see. He took the message he heard and did with it as God instructed him to do, even if it was a difficult task, and I'm sure it had to be, to rebuke Eli. You know, we have a sign above the door going into the auditorium at the church building at East Albertville. It says, Enter to worship. And then the sign on the same door as you're leaving the auditorium says, Leave to serve. See, like Samuel, good hearers also are good doers. James chapter 1, beginning with verse 22. But be doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man observing his natural face in a mirror. For he observes himself, goes away, and immediately forgets what kind of man he was. But he who looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues in it, and is not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this one will be blessed in what he does. Another example of a good listener. You know, in the days of Ezra and Nehemiah, this is after the return of Israel from Babylonian captivity, we find in Nehemiah chapter 8 and verse 1 that the people of God gathered themselves as one man. And they did so to listen to Ezra the scribe read from the book of the law of Moses. You know, the nation of Israel has been without this written law for over 70 years as they were in captivity, in exile, in Babylon. And yet, as they find themselves in a better situation in Jerusalem, they're finally able, after a long separation, to listen to God's word again. And concerning this assembly, we have a description given in Nehemiah chapter 8, verses 2 and 3. It says that this assembly was composed of, quote, men and women, and all who could hear with understanding. And so Ezra read, from morning till midday, and the ears of all of the people were attentive to the book of the law. And furthermore, we see that all the people stood up as they listened to the reading, and they all responded, saying, Amen, Amen. You know, one word might best define the attitude of this assembly, desire. See, you take food and water away from a person, and it'll create an intense desire. Take God's word away, and the spiritual man feels an intense hunger and thirst for spiritual food, so that he can, as Peter said in 1 Peter chapter 2, beginning with verse 1. Therefore, laying aside all malice, all deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and all evil speaking, as newborn babes, desire the pure milk of the word, that you may grow thereby. See, we must appreciate the blessings we have to hear God's word freely and to hear it regularly. You know, there's some people like in the days of Malachi. In Malachi chapter 1 and verse 13, their attitude was, Oh, what a weariness, and they sneer at it. But good listeners greatly desire the truth. In that Sermon on the Mount, Jesus said in Matthew 5, verse 6, Blessed is he that hungers and thirsts after righteousness, for he shall be filled. And then there are those of the Bereans in Acts 17, verse 11, that had such a desire to know the truth that they search the scriptures daily to see whether the things that were being spoken were true or so. Another example of a good listener is the Ethiopian that Philip preached to. You know, as Philip was led to this man, Acts 8 and verse 30 says, Philip heard him reading the prophet Isaiah. And kind of as a side note, teachers and preachers need to be good hearers too, because helpful preaching may very well depend on the listener's question. And that's what we have here in Acts 8 and verse 30. For the question is asked, do you understand what you are reading? And yet, nevertheless, Philip asked that question. And in verse 31, we see the answer. How can I unless someone guides me? So the Ethiopian was very humble when he makes that answer. So it's at this point Philip joins the man in the chariot, and he begins at the same scripture and preaches unto him Christ. Let's read it, starting with verse 33. Let's go back to verse 31. He said, how can I let someone guide me? And he asked Philip to come up and sit with him. The place in the scriptures where he read was this. He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and as a lamb before its shearer is silent, so he opened not his mouth. In his humiliation, his judgment was taken away, and who will declare his generation? For his life is taken from the earth. So the eunuch answered Philip and said, I asked you, of whom does the prophet say this, of himself or of some other man? Then Philip opened his mouth and, beginning at this scripture, preached Jesus unto him. And so we see still it all began with the Ethiopian's willingness to be taught and to be guided. You know, a proud, selfish person, self-righteous person, is difficult to teach. You know, before we can hear, we must have humility to admit that we don't know it all and that we cherish the guidance and the correction of God. If we're not willing to be broken down, then we'll not be built up by the Word. If we're not willing to ask, we may not receive, like Jesus said in Matthew 7. Verses 7 and 8. And then there's, according to this, you know, the Apostle Peter acquaints himself with the household of Cornelius in Acts 10 and verse 33, when Cornelius says to him, we are all present before God to hear all the things commanded you by God. See, Cornelius didn't say we're present to hear some of the things commanded. No, his attitude was certainly to be admired in that he wanted to hear all the things Peter commanded by the authority of God. See, good listeners, they don't take sermons cafeteria style. And by that, I'm simply saying they pick and they choose what they will and what they won't obey. They're not content with less or more than what God says. We neither should not be pleased with anything less or of anything more of what God's Word teaches. When it comes to what we hear and what we obey, then we need to obey, as Acts 20 and verse 7, the whole counsel of God. Yes, a good hearer wants all of the truth. He's willing to ask questions to obtain the truth. He desires to listen as long as it takes to learn the truth. And he walks away from the truth ready to apply it to his own life. So how are we healing? We appreciate you listening. We hope that you'll tune in tomorrow. And until then, that we bid you a pleasant good day. And now we turn you to our announcer. Magnify, oh
magnify. Thank you for listening to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Albertville Church of Christ, which meets at 4777 U.S. Highway 431 in Albertville, Alabama. This broadcast airs locally on WBSA 1300 AM and Gospel 93.5 FM. Broadcast times are Monday through Saturday at 11:15 AM and Sunday at 8:30 AM. We invite you to worship with us anytime. We meet on Sundays at 9:30 AM for a Bible study, which is followed by a worship service at 10:30. We meet again for another worship service at 5 o'clock p.m. On Wednesdays, we meet for a Bible study at 7 o'clock p.m., which is followed by a short worship service. Please visit our website at eastabbotville.org, where you will be able to listen to all of our services live. You will also have access to our vast audio library of sermons, debates, and every episode of this program. You will also find many articles on various Bible topics. There is a link to submit any Bible question you may have, and while you are there, please subscribe to our bi-monthly email bulletin. Join us again tomorrow for What the Bible Says.